It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, the cotton market's coming at us one step forward, one step backward. Cotton prices, of course, continued with another lousy week, ended up with a poor month, and even a very miserable third quarter, actually. And we've lost nearly 8 cents in that over the last quarter. Prior to the weekly close today, we were looking at a market that had been down some 256 points on the week, and as I said, nearly 800 points on, 256 points on the month. And nearly 800 points for this quarter. This really represents a bloody nose for the market, and maybe a couple of bloody noses and a little fuzzy head to go in with it, you might say. But the old guy is still swinging. He's wailing away to protect that 60-cent mark. And despite the negative technical pattern that we're seeing here and market fundamentals that are just really a little more than neutral as far as the market is accepting them, that 60-cent support level continues to hold, and we see mills step in around 60 cents to somewhat replenish their coffers. Now, they're still not going in as big buyers at any point in time, mind you, but rather they just chip away and keep buying any time we get down around 60 cents. And that's really not literally, but almost literally, been the case for some 9 months and going into a year now, really. But it's mills just buying hand to mouth, and they've been doing that for a year. So why are they going to change? They're not going to change until they see something coming, and that'll keep the markets just kind of trudging along. The market, while it's not really truly challenged contract lows, we've just seen far too much trading as the lows approach, and there's really not been any upside potential for cotton. There's a bit thick level of overhead price resistance, especially from 62 to 64 cents, but there are going to be a few battles there at that level before December can get anywhere. The weekly export sales report was noted, and it was important in that there was very important buyers that continue to show up, and was also a sales report that was a bit stronger than many had expected, and certainly stronger than we'd had for the prior few weeks. Net sales of both Upland and Pima were a little over 121,000 bales, well, nearly 122,000. Upland came in at 117,300, with Pima at 4,600. Turkey was the biggest buyer, 26,000, followed by Vietnam at 24,000, round numbers. Of course, Vietnam now has become our largest single customer, and that's followed closely by Turkey. China will remain one of our larger customers. It'll be in the top five, but it's not the customer it was. But again, they will continue to be there, and more so given that they are having some pretty expressive weather difficulties of their own. It's both cutting crop size. It's also playing havoc with the quality of their crop this year. And they'll have to continue to come to the U.S. to buy high-quality cotton to mix with what they have just so they can produce a yarn that's really sellable in the industry. It's good. It makes the Chinese even that much more dependent on the U.S., Australia, and Brazil just to make a yarn that they can sell internationally. Now, shipments this past week were about 76,000 bales, up them a little over 70, and Pima a little over 6,000 bales. And that brought us to the year of shipments being right at 900,000 bales, about 850,000 of that being Upland cotton. Commitments for the year stand just a little above 3.2 million bales. This is certainly about 20% below last year's pace, but should be because the export estimate for this year at 10.2 million bales is 1.1 million below what we actually shipped last year. So it's not, we're not out of line at all, even though the shipments, the commitments are lower, numerically lower than this time of year. Cotton remains still, in my opinion, some 7 to 10 cents underpriced.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.